Science writer Samuel Alibrando proposes a challenge to anyone who has difficulty believing that God created the earth. He says, let's make a huge puzzle, and let's limit it to, say, 1 million parts. It includes chemicals, scientific properties, elements, atoms, cells, changing weather, bugs, fish, reptiles, plants, dirt, mammals, and instincts. Okay, can you put it together so that not one thing lacks what it needs? Well, you have it easy. You are working with things that have already been invented. Let's take it up another notch. Yes, you have to invent the pieces. How many inventions are you going to have to create just to make the puzzle fit? You can't invent just ears. You have to invent sounds and sound waves. You have to invent brains to interpret the sound waves. And you have to have the ability to make things and animals that make sounds. Now that you know how outrageously challenging it is, you are asked this question. What are the chances of all this being put together by accident instead of by you? The very first verse in the Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." I don't know all the details of how he did it, but it seems to me that an intelligent designer is ultimately the only logical explanation for how everything got here. Just thinking about it makes me declare with the writer of Scripture, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created." Come to think of it, don't you think he can put together the puzzle pieces of your life as well?
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.